Show me the suffering of the most miserable, so I will know my people's plight.
The rally opened with a prayer and a quote from the biblical book of Leviticus, urging respect for the strangers among us. 25 people rounded up in this week's raids at Don Tequila and three other restaurants are, according to federal officials, in the U.S. illegally. The federal complaint says that since 2014, these individuals were working illegally at these establishments, putting in long hours for pay well below the minimum wage. Now they face deportation. Nicole Hallett from UB's School of Law urged Immigration and Customs Enforcement not to do that.
These workers were victimized twice, and ICE is continuing to victimize them right now. That is not necessary.
Among the reasons these people should stay, say activists, is because they have family here. Patricia worked at Don Tequila for 4 years as one of their very few legal employees.
You know, these aren't bad hombres. These are hard-working family people.
That's right. Here.
Trying to provide for children.
Right.
As I was providing for my children and now have had my means stripped from me as an American citizen.
Restaurant owner Sergio Messino, along with associates Jose Sanchez Ocampo and Morgan Sanchez, face federal charges of harboring illegal immigrants. If convicted, they could face up to 10 years in prison. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.